the nature of what's going on under the bonnet. So in our covalent bonding then, it's holding the molecule together. We have got sharing of electron pairs, and here it can be one or more pairs of between the atoms, so that our molecule is more stable than the constituent atoms. That's why it happens. So in the plot, we have got potential energy on the y-axis. We've got distance apart of the atoms on the x-axis. So here we've got a couple of chlorine atoms at large distance. We bring those atoms together. You can see the arrows pushing the atoms together. The energy's dropping. So at the point where we're at the minimum on this potential energy diagram, then the molecule vibrates about that bottom of the well, and that's our stable internuclear distance for this particular molecule. So this definition of covalent bond then, physically observable, constant interatomic distance, which increases the electron density between the two atoms. So they're sharing electrons between each atom, and so the electron density between the two is higher. Notice the unit down here for the bond distance is angstroms, which is a capital A with superscript zero sitting on top. That indicates 10 to the minus 10 of a meter, and it's what the chemists will typically use.